This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through Genesis from chapters 38 to 40, picking up with Judah deceived, Tamar vindicated, faithful Joseph, hell hath no fury, and Joseph in prison. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Amen.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you in your God's mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death,
your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies and grant to your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The epistle for the festival of the Reformation is from Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No. But by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Jesus said, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, He is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's the sad reality and irony that the very kingdom of God, which calls to give true and lasting peace, faces the violence of violent men, that the free gift of salvation is cast aside for the works of the law which no man can satisfy, that the true love of God in Christ Jesus and the true love that God's children truly do show is misconstrued and hated, while acceptance of that which is evil is seen as the real peace and love. But don't expect anything different. Our Lord said so much. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. And until Christ comes again, it will continue to. The kingdom of heaven is not a safe space. It's not neutral ground confined to comfortable ivory towers of academics. Our Lord sends out his apostles as sheep among wolves. They are to be as wise as serpents and as innocent as doves. He sends prophets and apostles. Some are persecuted, some are killed, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. John the Baptist's head on a platter, bullets and blades upon necks, food for wild beasts, fuel for fires. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church, even as red adorns altars on this Reformation Day. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. But before your zeal carries you away, Know also yourself. Know who you are in this fight. For the kingdom of heaven suffers violence not only from without, from the world, but also from within you. That is, from within your own flesh, which fights against the spirit. The word of God encounters your sinful flesh, convicting and accusing you and calling you to repentance. Because your motives are not pure, your righteous deeds are as filthy rags, and in the violence waged against God's kingdom by the old evil foe, you are not his equal. You are not up for the fight. You cannot win either against the devil, the world, or even that old Adam which hangs around your neck. Such is the violence that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered. And again, until Christ comes, it will continue so. Because the word of God has entered into this fray, a living and active word. And that word of God meets you and is met with opposition. It matters not if you are the most upright. They'll still consider you demon-possessed. It does not matter if you are meeting the people where they are. You will still be considered an outcast. The world will not hear. Sinful men will seek to take that word away, that kingdom away by force. But take they our lives, goods, fame, child, and wife, though these all be gone, our victory has been won. Kingdom ours remaineth. Because in the end, it's all about Christ for you. It's all about the eternal gospel of the kingdom of God, which man cannot take away. The good news of Christ Jesus, which endures forever. Yes, it suffers violence, and the violent try to take it away by force. But in reality, they cannot. For in the end, this is not some movement from below. It is God's working from above. In the end, it's not our work or our effort. It is not our fights that prevail. Wisdom is justified by her deeds. And the true wisdom of God, Christ Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, justifies us by his deeds. He's the one who suffers the ultimate violence of man as he voluntarily handed himself over to crucifixion and death. But so too did he suffer what the eye could not see, the violence of the law's accusations, as he took our place under the law and the punishment for our sins was laid upon him. And now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. It has been made known to you in Christ. The law and the prophets have testified to this. The whole of the scriptures, Old and New Testament, has borne witness to him. And in many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. So now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he put forward as the propitiation, whom he sent as the sacrifice to take away your sins, who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, and was buried for us men and for our salvation. And that endures, that lasts, and nothing takes that away. It is this God who is just, and sin is punished, the debt is paid. And in this, God is also justified, as another has taken your place, made the full payment, and gave it all that you do not need to give anything. For wisdom is indeed justified by her deeds, and you are justified, declared righteous by the deed of the Christ, by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So the events of the Reformation, historically and theologically, have everything to do with that truth. And as God's word continues to encounter sinful man and our sinful flesh, it still is always about Christ for you. If we must suffer then, suffer violence for this, if we must face awkward conversations with our parishioners or our families, if we must have awkward encounters, if we must suffer loss of property, loss of reputation, even loss of life, then so be it. We are given to confess. Wisdom is justified by her deeds. You are justified by the work of Christ, the crucified for you. For we hold, no matter what we have to face, we hold this, that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. And thanks be to God for that, for he does all things well. In Jesus' name.
Remember Bishop Johanna Pohjola of our sister church, the Evangelical Lutheran Mission Diocese of Finland, and also Mrs. Päivi Räsänen, a member of the Finnish Parliament, as they carry on the struggle for religious freedom in both their country and all of Europe. We also pray for Josh McGurkin and his family as they mourn the death of his grandmother, Pio Gunzenhauser. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the faithful proclamation of Christ's saving name, that God's people may be strengthened in the true faith and his kingdom extended, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the continuing reformation and renewal of the church, that God would lead us to a true and bold confession of the saving name of Christ and a zeal to proclaim the good news of his salvation to the ends of the earth, let us pray to the Lord. For all who confess the truth concerning human sexuality and marriage in the midst of this twisted and crooked generation, including Johanna and Päivi, that God would grant continued endurance and strength, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have wandered from the faith, that the Holy Spirit would use us to call them home to the Father, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, that God would grant healing to their bodies and strength to bear their infirmities with patience and grace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who mourn, including the family of Peel, that in their time of sorrow they would not lose hope, but rely on God's promise that he will never leave them or forsake them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all these and whatever other things you would have us ask, Heavenly Father, we pray for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom your majesty is praised by the angels, worshipped by the dominions, feared by the powers, celebrated with unanimous rejoicings by the heavens, the powers of all heavens, and the blessed seraphim. With them let us also join our voices, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
Body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen. Let all give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.